Hello and welcome to this week's Start Stop Reflection from St. Stephen Walbrook, when we stop for a few minutes and start to reflect on a passage from Scripture. My name is Philip Dawson. Our reading this week is Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol, restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favour is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favour, O Lord, you had established me as a strong mountain. You hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have taken off my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you for ever. Psalm 30 is the song of thanksgiving of someone who has survived a terrible crisis, the nature of which is ambiguous, but clearly perilous. The psalmist states that their foes were rejoicing over them, that they were in the pit. The psalmist laments that when things were going well, they felt they were no longer in need of God's grace and failed to give thanks to him. They explain that it was when they lost sight of God, when God hid his face, that things started going badly. Scholars teach us that thanksgiving in the context of the Psalms has a far deeper meaning than our use of the word today might suggest. It's not just a polite word used to show good manners, but a public expression of praise to God for who he is and what he has done. In their desperate situation, the psalmist asks God how they can truly thank and praise him if they are dead. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? As we read on, we learn that their cries for help were heard. God turned their mourning into dancing and clothed them with joy. The psalmist acknowledges that God is with us even in the depths of despair. There is hope. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. That might be an easy thought to latch on to on a pleasant day in September when all is going well with our lives. It's an astonishing thought from someone like the psalmist, who survived what appears to be a life-changing crisis. The World Trade Center site in New York seems to embody the emotions of the psalmist. Taking the lift to the One World Observatory on the 102nd floor is just a 60-second trip, with the elevators accelerating to a speed of 23 miles an hour. Once inside, the breathtaking views of Manhattan from the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere are astounding. The colossal height of the observatory physically abstracts us from our surroundings. Looking down across the city, it's impossible not to feel awestruck by the greatness of God, who knows each of us by name. Next to the tower, the seven-story pit with burning rubble and twisted girders that became a familiar image after the terrorist attacks in 2001 has been transformed into the 9/11 memorial. The noise of the water flowing down into the black granite pits, the footprint of the twin towers, masks the noise of the city. This abstraction from the environment is accentuated by the detailed design of the monument. The bronze panels, which display the 2,983 names of those who died, are heated in winter to prevent snow and ice from settling, and are cooled in the summer to allow people to touch the panels comfortably. Between the tower and the monument, smiling tourists marvelling at the sights mingle with office workers and those coming to lay flowers or leave flags at the memorial. Joy and despair, side by side. Words from Psalm 30 have been taken as the title of a book published by the Episcopal Church, in which eyewitnesses to 9/11 describe how they've sought to find meaning in their experiences. In Will the Dust Praise You? Spiritual Responses to 9/11, the Reverend Larry Provenzano, who was a fire department chaplain and one of the first rescue workers to arrive at the scene, writes, "The scene is beyond human comprehension in its magnitude and assault on the senses. My heart aches. My body hurts. My soul is touched by the tremendous pain of God's people in this place. I think to myself, this must be what hell is like. Yet this is a holy place, a holy time, redeemed by the presence of God's people, the human family doing the impossible in an impossible situation. People have said, nothing will ever be the same. I believe that may be true. We never should be the same, not after this. We should grow in our understanding that God is in the midst of us, even in the darkest time of our living. We should develop a deeper appreciation of our calling to sacrifice, to give unconditionally, and to love our brothers and sisters with the love of God that is in us." Concluding the book, published in 2003, the authors seek to discern a ground zero spirituality from voices like Larry's as they move from shock and disbelief through grief and towards healing. Drawing on Psalm 30, they identify the importance of the strength that has come from learning to accept the spiritual vulnerability in the months and years after the attack, and the realization that God is present even in times of tragedy. In doing so, they give an affirmative response to the psalmist's plea at the height of their despair. Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Their answer is a definitive yes. What we have learned since 9/11, they write, is that the most basic human experiences of needs, satisfactions, anxieties, and even horror are the soil, the matter in which the divine can be revealed. Grace shines through, illuminates, and transfigures the natural order, not in part, but in its totality. In the places of the greatest darkness and depravity, God has entered into the process of both birth and death. Rowan Williams added, "While it is not a school which, left to ourselves, we would have chosen, we are Christians because we believe the school of death is quite simply the only way in which we understand resurrection." We pray that atrocities such as 9/11 never happen again, but we also pray that, like the eyewitnesses on that day, anyone confronted by such horrors may find strength in the words of this psalm. A prayer for the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Eternal God, from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, kindle, we pray, in the hearts of all the true love of peace, and guide with your pure and peaceable wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that in tranquility your kingdom may go forward till the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this week's Start Stop Reflection. At the end of September, we start a week of events to celebrate our return to the city after the lockdown. Please keep a check of the website for more information. Start Stop will be back with you again online next week.